Lecture topic. Sacrifice your desires to the desire of Allah Ta'ala.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Durood to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. One can only achieve if he forgets his desires. That is the biggest lesson for all of us. One is your desire and one is his desire. Until unless you do not sacrifice your desire over his desires, you cannot achieve anything. The purpose for a person committing all kind of wrongs is because he forgets his desires, Allah Ta'ala's desires. It's obvious that you have so many habits in you, and those habits to overcome, to sacrifice those habits, is not easy. But with Allah Ta'ala's assistance and dua, definitely things become very easy. How much effort can you do in this? My desire to see the TV. My desire to see the cell phone. My desire to see women. These are my desires. Now you must look at it that who is Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala is Muni'i Haqiqi who's given you all the ni'mat is coming from who? No one can give you ni'mat beside Allah Ta'ala. If you look at your health too, it's coming from Allah Ta'ala. If you look at the wealth too, it's coming from Allah Ta'ala. If you look at the knowledge too, everything comes from Allah Ta'ala. Everything that you're taking in the breath is coming from Allah Ta'ala. Just imagine that breath you're taking one in. And if you do not take the breath, that breath does not come out, what happens? You're gone. So everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. If it is in the hand of Allah Ta'ala, whatever you got by you is from Allah Ta'ala. It's not you yourself brought those things. He's given you those things. So how much is called Munim Haqiqi, the true Munim, true to a person, the Ihsan of Allah Ta'ala is true from Allah Ta'ala. So when Allah Ta'ala says, you can fulfill all your desires, my desires, Allah's desires. But I will not fulfill your desire. I will not fulfill your desire. Now what is the last and the most important desire of ours? What is our last desire? If someone have to ask you, what's your desire? What are you really want to desire for? If someone asks you. Our desire is to see Allah Ta'ala. Our desire is to see Allah Ta'ala. That must be the desire all the time. That you want to see Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, I won't give you that desire. I won't give you that desire. But you will still say, whether you give me your desire or don't not give me my desire, I will fulfill your desire. Whether you give me what I desire for, I'm not concerned, I will fulfill your desire. That is the most important thing. And what is our desire now to sacrifice all those things which Allah does not like? Allah's desire is not to look at wrongs. Allah's desire not to commit sins. Allah's desire is to do all the good. So what is your desire is you make sure that you don't do what Allah desires. If man got this in his heart all the time that I have to fulfill Allah's desire, the moment something comes in front of you, you want to commit a sin, you ask yourself this question, is my desire and what's Allah's desire? Allah's desire that I will not go near that. You know, if that's how your desire is. Your desire is you want to look at the television. That's my desire. But Allah's desire, everything must be between what's Allah's desire. My desire to go to that restaurant and eat food. Allah's desire, do not go there. Why is not halal? You're not halal. My desire is to never mind anywhere in the street I can eat and drink. Allah's desire is not to do that. Everything now must be Allah's desire, which is a very, very important thing to bring to our hearts. My desire is to wear, you know, all the fancy clothing. What's Allah's desire? My desire to bring my children up in the way, that manner, in the Western way. And what's Allah's desire? So we have to learn this much, that we have to learn. What is Allah Ta'ala's desire? Envy, everything. My desire to sleep away, not to wake up for namaz. What Allah's desire is to wake up. My desire to carry on doing my business, not to worry about salah. What's Allah Ta'ala's desire? Everything is my desire. My desire is to go womanize anywhere Allah and Father from me. I'm just giving you an example of our desires today. We want to run around, commit all kind of sins. Allah's desire is not to do this. Allah made something halal, you got halal. Keep away from haram. In other words, our desires must be sacrificed. Our desire must be sacrificed. We want to do things, we must ask ourselves, what is that my desire? What's Allah's desire? Your wife will come and tell you, we're having a nikah today. We're going to have this, we're going to have that, we're going to have all this. Ask yourself if Allah Ta'ala wants that or not. Our nikahs today is of that kind that you remember. Only in the masjid they make nikah. Once you go outside, the desire is forgotten. It's your desire. We want to do what the people want us to do. We don't want Allah Ta'ala. Then you expect the nikah to have barakat. Is that? So your desire must be of this kind that is not my desire. That's why that Buzuwa said, how are you? He said, who? That person whose desire is always fulfilled. So how can we, how good it is? So what do you mean by that? He said, because my desire was never this, whatever Allah desired was my desire. Whatever Allah desire was my desire. You want to eat certain things, is that your desire? You went home there and saw that the wife made something else. It's a test for you now. That your desire was to eat biryani. And when you went home, there was something else there. It's his desire. He decided that it must happen like this. Your desire that you're doing certain things, you want to go for Umrah. You bring all the preparation made. In the end, you did not go. It's your desire that is his desire. Now, if you feel hurt about it, that means you're not happy with his decision, his desire. So a man, if he wants to be happy in this world, he has to learn to keep himself that whatever Allah desires. You want your son to get married to a certain person, certain girl. You made all the arrangements, in the end they refused. It is not they refuse, it's Allah's desire. It's Allah's desire. You work so hard, you know, you pass your examination, everything, and you trade, you're putting your CV everywhere, nothing happening. You're making all the effort and all. Your desire to get that thing there, Allah's desire, you won't get anything. So when you got this in your heart all the time, that everything takes place only Allah's desire, then you're not. A man works so hard to get a child, husband, wife, get married. They do all the necessary things, what they should do, medication, whatever. In the end, they don't get no children at all. That's your desire. What will you do? Will you become despondent? You become hurt? No, it's his desire. His desire that I want to come. So everything learns this, that what is Allah's desire. You want to become a rich man, you want to become a wealthy person. You try all the level things, all the necessary things you try. You do not achieve the thing. It is your desire to become wealthy, Allah's desire not to be wealthy. Now everything Allah Ta'ala does for you is something which is the best for you. Which is best for you. There's nothing more better than that. The reason why we become despondent or feel hurt is because our relationship with Allah Ta'ala is not how it's supposed to be. Our relationship of that kind that I have no desire at all. Until you don't have the desire, I've got no desire. What's his desire? Every man decides when he goes to sleep, he doesn't want to wake up for salah. That is his desire. But the moment he says, I'm not my desire, his desire, I must wake up. Now, but the moment he has that in his mind, it's automatic. So this is what we are lacking today. Apni chahat ki bahut fikr hote hain. Unki chahat ki fikr karo. What he wants from you. You want your son to become an alim. He does everything, he does not become alim. He tried his level best, he did not become alim. It was his desire. You want your son to become a doctor, you did everything, it's his desire. So everything must be of this kind that you must have no desire at all. See, when you have no desires, then you can live in this world like a king. Now you got a desire, you're going to go home, you know, you're going to have a nice food eating there. When you go there, not there, what happens to you? Because you got a desire. But you got no desire. What a tzaddik. You forego your sacrifice, your desires, which is very important. That is the most important thing at all times. And it is the most difficult thing to do. To talk is very easy. You know, it costs nothing to talk. You know, you open a mouth, carry on talking. The effect is there whether you can do it at a time when you face a situation. Why you think there's enemies between two people? Because you know you got into a business with one person, unfortunately became a failure. Now what you're supposed to do? It is his desire to become a failure. Not that you must break the relationship with that person now. We break the relationship with that person because you think, what happened here now? He was in good faith, asked you to come in. You came in a partnership, and day after what happened, it did not work. It was his desire. So everything, if you work with his desire in this world, you won't become one enemy, you won't have anything. We got enemies in this world because of this, that we feel, why it did not happen out? I want to do. I want, forget it. When you get with Allah Ta'ala, then you know Allah's desire is everywhere. My desire is nowhere. You want to go for Hajj every year, you want to go for Umrah now, you try level bed, do tickets, booking, and the rest of it too, you try later, no booking at all. What happened then? Leave alone, it's his desire. Many a time you find a person is still booked to go, next moment you say, I'm sorry, you cannot go. What happened? It was his desire. So many times I see people who set the flight, about to move, sorry, you cannot fly. So these are the things which are very important in our lives. That my desire must not be a desire. Apni chahat ko chhod do, khuda ki chahat par mazboot ho jao. This is a very important thing which we have today lose out. However, that was this, by the way, I decided to speak to you all about, because this is something that is normal today. You find that brothers and sisters not talking to each other because of that. We find all this misunderstanding because of we want our desire, our way. No other way. You know how they, but the highway, no other. It's not like that. This one thing is Allah's way. Everything must be Allah's way. Then the barakat also is business. You find the business not going very, very well. That person will tell you, hey, you know what, man, you know, bank is there, man, let's go for that bank. That the moment you do that, you forgot Allah's heart. Allah desires that you must not go near the bank at all. And now when you go near the bank, what's going to happen? Then you're going to become bunk. It's obvious this, but because you went against this, war with Allah Ta'ala, and his chahat was this, but I do not want you to go there. I don't want you to go there. So because we are today in this world of this kind, that we're going through all difficulties, because we forget Allah's chahat. What Allah wants from us, we must do that. That's the most important thing. Now you see a person got a house there. He's renting, mashallah, he's very staying very happy. Now you see his friend bought a very big mansion. Now he cannot reach him, but let me reach him somehow. Now his eyes become very big, you know. He said, no man, I want also a house like that. He hasn't got the means, but now the shaitan will tell him that, you know. Now his desire is, I want to get that house. But Allah Ta'ala said, I don't want you to get that house. You live in the way how you are living. Now he uses the wrong means to get that house. In the wrong means, then all the wrong things happen to. To apne chahat ko bhul jao. Forget your chahat. You know, you must learn, we all must learn, to become of this kind, you must not have anything favorite to eat also. If something comes, alhamdulillah. Don't come, alhamdulillah. It must be like this, you know, that Sayyidina Amul Qarij Jalani Rahmatullah Ali. When a time when, you know, that person came a very expensive mirror, now, if someone have to give you a very expensive thing, but hey, very expensive, man, you know, you don't get in the world that they don't give it to you. I'm just telling you, hey, you know, you go to the moon now. Now, so he said, alhamdulillah. Now, somehow, that in the cause, that mirror broke. And it was very expensive. The Khadim was so scared to ask, tell him that Hazrat is broke. When he saw him, but you know, in a good mood, Hazrat, you know, the mirror broke. Alhamdulillah. Now he said, Ya Allah, what happened here now? When it came, it was alhamdulillah. It broke, alhamdulillah. What's the reason for that? The reason for that is because he said, Hazrat, I do not understand. How come you said alhamdulillah, day to alhamdulillah? He said, the time when the mirror came, I asked myself, how you feel about it? Ye nafs hai na ye nafs, is kupar mazboot rehna cha. He tell the nafs, you're not happy, I no effect, like, you know, we get affected. You know, you're happy. No, alhamdulillah. He said, alhamdulillah. The time when the thing broke also, he asked himself this question. What happened? No effect at all. Alhamdulillah. This is what we want it. What he wants, it happens. That's why they say when you ask anyone for any favors or so, go with this intention that he's not going to say no. Kisi par umid mat rakho. Don't ever go with the hope that will help you. Even you get married to someone too, someone's daughter too, you're going to ask for a favor there, you must say he's going to refuse you. When he's going to refuse you, automatically you understood it, you smile at him, he'll smile at you. The dushmani nahi hogi. Likewise, you're going to ask a person some favors. Do not go with hopes of any kind. This hopes, going with hopes of any kind, then that is when the time when you find that you become very hurt and disturbed. But from the first, you know, when people come and tell me, you know, I'm going to ask that certain person for money, he's a very rich man, my father is a very big friend, I say, mashallah, your father is a big friend, but do me one favor. When you go in there, from now think he won't give you. Then he tell me, you know, Mona, I heard you, I went there, and he refused me to. He refused me to. My father's best friend. I say, yeah, your father's best friend, not your best friend. So, it so happened that, but you taught me a lesson. I was happy that he refused me. He did not hurt me at all. So, this is how, like, we must be at all times. Do not expect any favors. Hazrat Mohammed Gongohi Rahmatullah says, kisi par etamad mat rakho. Don't have trust on anyone, trust on Allah Ta'ala. You see, our problem is we have trust on people, we not having trust on Allah Ta'ala. If you have trust in Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala knows what is best. You know, when he said, when he told to his murids there, Khalifas, he said, kabhi bhi kisi par etamad mat rakho. And then said, mujh par bhi, they all got in their hal. In other words, to say, only Allah Ta'ala. Our main object is Allah. Nothing else. Everything that you do is Allah. Is he happy with this or not? Nothing else. If he is happy with that, I'm going to do it. If he's not happy, I'm not going to do it. But I'm not going to fight with people. If you go to a nikah, that's what they say, if you have to keep someone's heart, you go to a nikah, you don't have to eat there if you see an Islamic there. You just make salam or meet and go walk away. Or you don't go there to at all. But the most important thing is do not break family ties. Do not break family. But be good with everyone. But to keep Allah happy only. This is one thing very important. To keep Allah. At all times too. We do not know how to save the situations today. We don't know how to save the situation. We do not know how to save the position of people. So Hazrat, you tell us this much. Apni chahat ko kabhi. Do not have any kind of desire of any kind. Then you see, whatever it comes, Alhamdulillah. As I mentioned to you, you know, when Sayyidina Muqal Jinnani Rahmatullah Ali, one person, he bought a very, very expensive clothing, cloth. No one could buy it. Very expensive. The king went, the king refused, he couldn't buy it. You know who bought it? Sayyidina Muqal Jinnani Rahmatullah Ali. The most expensive cloth. The king got very worried. Now you know, Nankadiyavi. I can't buy it, this man bought it. He sent his man there, check him out. You know, king gets very, very jealous for the buzrugs. Because no people go to sit by the kings. All the people go to a buzrug to sit. The king said, why they go to him, not come to me? They want them to come to me. So he sent his man there. So when he's sitting down there, it so happened that the tailor came there and told him, Hazrat, the cloth is a bit short. What do you mean short? The sleeves are a bit short. There's no cloth is short. So he said, yeah, you know the sack on the floor? Put that thing on there. Now just imagine, who could say that? You and I will say, what will happen now? The sack, why? The sack and the cloth are don't know barabar. In his eyes, there is no such thing as that cloth and this cloth. In his eyes, iska humar koi asar nahi hai. I got it. Don't have no effect of any kind. This is what very important. Today we have that kind, there will be one like this and nothing else. So try to tell you, apni chahat ko bhul jao. This chahat is... So our nikahs are because of that too. Our every other thing is because of that too. So we have to learn to bring that condition. I have no desire at all. My desire, man, my son, you know, when he grow big, this going to happen to him, that going to happen to him. Check chili, Clara, you know, that's going to happen. And nothing happens. No desire is what Allah Ta'ala desires. If we have that kind of condition in us, then you find that inshallah you become very, very close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And our purpose is didari ilahi. What is the purpose? If someone asks you, what's your purpose? My object is you're doing all these things, all the good deeds you're doing, all this, for what you're doing? Because the main thing is every desire, mu'min desire is, I want to see Allah Ta'ala. I want to see Allah. The Sahabas asked Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasul, how will you see Allah Ta'ala? You say the moon, you see the moon. Likewise, you see Allah Ta'ala like that too. So we all want to see Allah Ta'ala. That is our main object. No one can see not the object. Everyone here, sitting here, he's sitting with this, that I want to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the only way you can see Allah ta'ala is the way when you fulfill your desires, his desire or your desires. Fulfill his desires or your desires. Then you see, alhamdulillah, that's why you find that try to fulfill his desires. If you have fulfilled his desires, your desire to fight with the wife, you must tell the left, right, and center. And your desires, what's Allah's desires? Maaf karna. That's why they say, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. To bring the quality of Allah Ta'ala in you. You know when you make a zikr of Allah, the purpose to make zikr of Allah Ta'ala is bring the quality of Allah Ta'ala in you. تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. If Allah Ta'ala look at Allah Ta'ala with so much sabr in him, the kuffar causing so much harm to Muslims, Allah Ta'ala looks at him but just makes sabr then. When he makes sabr with them, then how much we have to make sabr also. So bring the quality of Allah Ta'ala in us. Then when you go home to, no matter something, your desire, this, every kind of desire you got. But your desire, Allah desires something else. It will not accord your desire. But maaf kar do. Forget about it. This is something we do not have in us. So, takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah. However, that was just by the way. But the most important thing was, the majlis was, kisi ko haqqin mat samjho. Do not look down. Do not look down at anyone. Because the person who got the quality of looking down at someone is because he got pride in him. Anyone looks down at anyone means he's got pride in him. And pride is only for one person. When who that is? Allah Ta'ala. وَلَوُ الْكِبْرِيَاهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. Exaltment and greatness is only Allah's hand. We must never have the slightest bit of it too. And remember one thing, pride is something many people will not understand. They can be doing so much ibadat for years. But they won't understand, they may have got pride in them. Right till the end too. Like, you know, sometimes Allah Ta'ala shows it to us in this world that those people you're looking down at, who they are. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala shows it too. Like once, you know, Haji Ibn Abdullah Rahmatullah Ali's Ustad, one of Qalandar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, he was in Makkah Sharif. And while he was a Sahib Huzuri. Sahib Huzuri means, nearly every day you see Nabi Karim Sallallahu in a dream. Every day you should nearly every day you see Nabi Karim Sallallahu in a dream. You know what's the meaning of that? Every day nearly. And one day he was from Makkah going to Madinah Sharif, and the driver, the we call the camel you're sitting on, the owner of the camel, he was a young person, and by mistake he clouted him. He hit him, clouted him. The moment he clouted him, from that day, the Huzuri Kamban khatam ho gaya. In other words, no more you could see Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now he knows why he, what must be going through when every day he was seeing Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam a dream. And all of a sudden this dream is now forgotten. What will happen to him? You know, he got so worried. And he went and asked some great people in Madinah Sharif. And these, I came to Rose Mubarak, now I don't know what to do. Every day I should see him in a dream, now I came here in front of him. What wrong I have done. And then he came to realize that person who he hit was a Sayyid. Who was it? Sayyid. You know who the Sayyid? Sayyid means from the family of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now he got even more worried. That someone told him that an old lady come mazuba. Completely mazub, like she's in a different world. She comes, if she comes to Rozi Mubarak, go near her. If she can do something, she can do something for you. And he waited, and one day she came in. And when the moment she came near the Rose of Barak, and she saw him, you know, when there is someone, she says, Shuk, look there. When he looked there, Nabi Karim was looking at him. From that day again, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened his door for the Huzuri. Then he made ask forgiveness to the Sayyid. Then Allah ta'ala opened the door for equality. So do not take a Sayyid to be someone small. He may be doing all wrong that got nothing to do. You must take him as a Sayyid, be the Prophet of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam family. You don't look down at anyone. There's more down. Likewise, one person, you know, he was not a man or woman too. And it so happened that people should look down at him. So this Buzruk, when he went there, he saw, when he passed away, three people carried the janazah, only three people. Three men and one woman. Now this buzurg say, Ya Allah. They carry this janaza, three men and one woman. Even ask the woman, who are you? What is this? He said, this is my son. He passed away. He said, then how come they know? You got no neighbors and all? He said, no, everyone looked down at him too much. Because he's not a man or woman too. He said, Inna Lillah. However, he felt pity for her. He took her home and that whatever attended to her. And that was finished. At night when he went to sleep, he sees a person with white clothing and shining. And he asks the son, who are you? He said, I am the same one that you performed a janaza that night. He said, how come? What happened? He said, Allah forgave me because people looked down at me. Because people looking down at me, through that Allah forgave me. So if you're looking down at people, in other words, don't think if you're looking down at him, in the eyes of Allah, they'll be very high. That's why they say when you're looking down at someone, maybe you think he's looking very down. But in the eyes of Allah, he's someone else. So do not look down at anyone. Even Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayhi, gave that insult last week. That is someone that the moment he saw that for begging, then in the end of the day, he looked down at him. He looked down at him. Then he came to realize how great he was. So we're not supposed to look down at anyone. And that person only looked down at others who got pride in him. Pride is something which he was very, very dense. Likewise, you find that as far as possible, we must try to learn not to look down at others. Try to forget our desires. Our desire is not there. Is what is Allah's desires. If you have Allah Ta'ala's desire in us, then inshallah ta'ala you find there's barakat and izzat and afiyat. There's two things we learn in the majlis today. One is do not look down at anyone. You see a person coming with tattered and torn clothing next to you during namaz. In the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, he's maybe very near. Habib Ajmi rahmatullah alayhi, what a big sinner. But Hazrat Basir rahmatullah alayhi, one day was passing by and he was performing namaz. So he said, let me read namaz behind him. It so happened that he could not read properly because he was not an Arab. So when he read the Quran, Hasan Basri says, no, he did not read nice. He walked away from there. He may see Allah Ta'ala in a dream. Hasan Basri said, Ya Allah, show me the road that can bring me most closest to you. He said, you missed it already. You missed it already. Why? You did not read namaz behind Hajjit. So who you thinking down to in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala was a very great person. Allah Ta'ala must give the tawfiq at all the time. Look down upon yourself. When you look at the next person's fault, look at person you are more worse than. In that way, inshallah, there will be barakat and izzat. Allah Ta'ala amal kani tawfiq nasib. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Wa fil akhirati hasana. Wa qina adhaban. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha. Wa ajinna min khizi dunya wa adhabil akhirah. Allahumma thabbitna lal iman. Wa amitna lal iman. Wa ashuna yawm al qiyamati wal iman. Bi hurmati al Qur'an. Wa hurmati al nabi akhir zaman. صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.